I'd like tonight's learning to be a schus for Rafael David Ben Besheva Freida, who's undergoing transplant surgery, I understand, even now as we speak. I'd like tonight to speak just a few minutes about the sugya that I really wanted to talk about on Vavam and Beis, mainly to share with you a machshava for the summer. On Vavam and Beis, there's a site in Hilchos Ribbis, which I try to underscore both with the photostats and pointing out the Tosfos. Just to give you a simple illustration, happened I was an Eidei Kedushin at a wedding and then Eidei Yichud with somebody who was a Rosh Yeshiva, a Magid Shir in one of the yeshivas. So as we were standing by the Yichud room, he said, "Oh, I had a Ribbis Shaila." So someone asked me, what the din is, he lets people use his credit card and they pay Tesman, there's no interest, but he gets points from the credit card company. He wants to know if it's Ribbis that he's getting points. He's lending out money, people use the credit card, and he's getting the points. So I said to him, "I know you don't learn halacha, you give a shir one of the yeshivas, but Kedush and Vavam and Beis, you don't know?" Tosfos here on Vav Amud Beis says the Yesod, he brings the basic Yesod from Bava Metzia, that it's a basic Yesod in Ribbis, that Ribbis is only Osir Meloiva Lamalva. If the payment goes from borrower to lender, if the person borrowing gives the lender something more than he got. If Ribbis comes from a third party, that's not Ribbis. I'm allowed to tell you, lend him money, and I'll give you a gift. Lend him money. It's mutter for a third party to make a payment, and that's not ribbis. Yeah, there it's ribbis. In other words, if I take a loan from the bank, my son wants to buy a house, he can't get credit. I take a loan from the bank, and then I lend the money to my son, and my son pays the bill. So the money is coming from the loiva. My son is the loiva. I lent him money. It's coming from the loiva to me. Now, he's not putting the money in my hands. He's paying my bill. But that's real. Whether he puts the money in my hand or pays my bill, my bottom line is gaining that money. You borrow from the bank. Your son borrowed from you. You and the bank, you're allowed to pay ribbis to the bank. We're assuming they're guy. Your son is not allowed to pay ribbis to you. That's maloiva lamalva. You lent your son. He's paying you. Now, paying your bill is the same as paying you. It's not a third party. The money is coming from a borrower. And I'm talking where the money doesn't come from the borrower, which is typically fine. Rather, he answered me that he doesn't get to Vavam and Beis. That was his answer to me. But it could be he's not a Kedushin, hasn't spent time in the Ribbis Sugya. But basically, what Tosfos adds, and I mentioned here, is that you can't arrange it in the first place. I owe Ribbis, I can't tell him a third party, I want to borrow from someone, I tell a third party, you give him money to lend me money, and I'll reimburse you. So that doesn't work. If I'm reimbursing, that's what the Chiddush of Tosfos, most of the way down, Tosfos says, Shari Leila Inish Lameim Lechavre Shkoel Dalet Zuzi, V'amar l'ploini d'lusvan zuzi. Hainuk she'ena makabel neisen klum l'malva. It's a variation of the case. That's what Tosfos is saying, that that's aser. And as I mentioned here in the footnote, very often people are stuck. They call me, they borrowed money, they realize it's ribbis. And now they owe somebody ribbis. And the person they owe money to is a fryer yid, who says, pay me. Or even a relative who says, don't pull this from a shtick on me and give me the money that's owed. So what a Rav could do, and what I've done on numerous cases, is to go to the loiva's friend, relative, somebody who cares about him, and say, look, the loiva's in a bind. Someone's insisting on a ribbis payment, he can't pay. If you'll pay the money, he'll be off the hook. So it's just a few dollars. Very often they're just willing to pay the money. I can tell them, if it's more money, that look, I can make up with you an arrangement that he'll reimburse you, because that's awesome. But once you pay, then I could tell him, look, Pliny paid. If subsequently he's mechayev himself to reimburse, then that would be mutter. So at any rate, this is the aside of Kedushin Vavam and Beis of Taisvis, that ribis is only aser if it goes meloiva lamalva, and a third party is allowed to make any type of one-time payment, a one-time gift, to facilitate a loan.
And that clears the malva as well?
The malva could take it, yeah.
The malva could take it.
The malva could take it as long as they're not taken from the loiva, 100%. 100%. I once had it here with somebody. It was a credit card company that was Yidden. And someone who came to and told me, what's he going to do? He's got interest. He found out and he had about a dollar's worth of interest. So I said, just give me the thing. And I figured, I'll pay it. So I sent in a $1 check. So they sent me back a letter. They don't take a third-party check unless it's a bank check. So I had to go make a $1 bank check to pay up for him. But, yeah. So anyway, that was necessary. I don't remember if I got my dollar back from the fellow. It's for it is for Malva Leiva, because by prepaying you're lending money. When you do a prepayment on something, it's really a loan, because you're not obligated to pay till you get delivery. So that you have to look in the Ribbis book. There's a heter by a contractor is allowed to do it. But there's an exception. It's a complicated set of rules. It's a Mishnah. You're allowed to give a discount for prepayment. You're not allowed to give a discount for prepayment on goods. You're allowed to give a discount for prepayment on services. Because Schinu Sein HaMishtalem is a little besayif. It's a little complicated. It's a Mishnah. It says, Marvin ala schar ve'im ablan al mecher. So it's really, I guess we'll have to wait till we get Tezer Nesha for that. But, anyway, I wanted to share with you, being it's the last evening, I wanted to share with you a thought, a Shavasa Batamis thought that I heard from Ramesha Shapiro in Yeshivas Har Sameach. I think it was Tavshin Ayin Beis about 6 years ago. He said a beautiful machshava about the things that happened, the various things that happened in Shavasa Batamis, and sort of aside in the Chaymer HaInyan. Let's take, for example, Batla HaTamid. On the Shavasa Batamid, the Tamid was Batal. Now, what does that mean? It means that there was a day that they didn't bring the carbon Tamid. Now, it seems the next day they did bring the Tamid. The Batla HaTamid was not by the Chorbin. It was, Gemara says, when the two Machi Hashvanai, the two brothers, were fighting, and they used to lower a basket and give them a carbon every day. So the carbon Tamid was Batal. But it resumed. It resumed for decades. And so what happened? It was Batal one day. So he asked, what the big Maharash that was. So one day, I mean, it's terrible to miss a mitzvah one day, but it's happened. People have missed mitzvahs. And he wanted to explain the chaymer of, let's say, of Batla HaTamid. Or another thing is, Sarah Fapustamus HaSatayra. The Sefer Torah was burnt. Unfortunately, it's not the only time in our history a Sefer Torah was burnt. I mean, you make a tainus that Sefer Torah was burnt. You know, we'd have to have Tanaisim all year round already in our history. So the side that he said was that there are certain things that happen betmidius, that are constants. That there's sort of an assumption that they're going to be a constant. And when it's broken once, it's a traumatic thing. It's something that's like a vados by a person. You know, it says about the Bari Olam, HaVadai Shemai Kenti Lasi. We call the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Vadai. It's one of his names. What's Vadai? By the Bari Olam, you have no suffix. The Fashem is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constant in all his midas. It's a Vadois. It's something that's with certainty. There's such a mida in an hug of a person. Certain things, by a frum yid, they're Vadoim. When there was the scandal with the Trefa Mead in Muncie, like one of the things about it was that you raise children, the expectation is that they're not just only tray for meat. The trauma of it was that suddenly people, they actually ate tray for meat. It's like, it's a vada, it's supposed to be a vados when we grow up, that certain things are constants. But a carbon talmid, there's a Gemara Chagiga that says that the oila shekrivu b'nei Yisrael before Matan Torah, Basil says was the carbon talmid. And from that day, before Matan Torah, It wasn't bottled. It was all the years. It was never bottled until we're talking now about over 800 years later. It was a constant. It was a daily thing. It was a tmidius. When one day there's a possibility that there's no tamid, there's certain change. It's not that you did it 800 years times 365 days. You did it so many times you missed one. But it takes away from the shlemus of something. Something that's, it's just constant. It's never, it's different. There's some people who live a life where it's a constant. You get up in the morning, you daven with minyan. They just never miss minyan. Now, some people struggle with minyan. But a person who's menatzeach, he becomes a constant. It becomes a mevada. You get up in the morning, you go to minyan. It's not a mulchama anymore. Because it's a constant thing. The Balei Machshava say that the word netzach in Hebrew has two separate meanings. Lenatzeach is to win. And netzach also means eternity, permanence. What's one shaykh is to another. Because the netzachin is when you make something vaday. You have yetzahara, you struggle. Some days you win, some days you lose. The real netzachin is when you reach a point where it's vaday, it's a vados, it's a certainty. So the avla of Shavasa B'Tammuz was that the Tamil was bottled, a Sefer Torah. It had never happened before that a human being could have Shlita on a Sefer Torah. The first time it happened, it broke the Vadois. It broke the certainty of what should be. You mentioned about the Meraglim also. And it's an interesting question. He asked, so the Meraglim, because of the Chayda Meraglim, Klai Yisrael didn't go into Yisrael until a generation later. He said, so? It was supposed to be 400 years, then it was 210 years, then it was 250 years, so it was one more dar till they go in. All right, it's terrible that they didn't go in, but Marash, the way he said it was that there could be a Klal Yisrael without Eretz Yisrael, it shouldn't have been a possibility. Klal Yisrael should have left Mitzrayim, gone into Eretz Yisrael. There shouldn't be a possibility of a Klal Yisrael without Eretz Yisrael. It made it possible. It made that it could happen. It was like the seeds of a korban, that there could be a Klal Yisrael without Eretz Yisrael. And the similarity in all these things is that there are certain hanhogis that you noyig with a vados. It's given, it's assumed, it's established. And there are certain times when it breaks, even once, where it just breaks the whole vados shabbai. And the Shavasa B'Tammuz is that. It's the break of the Vadois that took place in Shavasa B'Tammuz, even though the actual Churban came later.
Churban by its region was later for that. It was a break of 70 years. In other words, by the time they stopped this in the Bayis Shem, they already had it.
Okay, and I understand. So I don't know the exact story of in the Bayis region of the public lottery. But at any rate, this is the Nakuda that he mentioned. What I want to mention about the Mishmar is we have to get more people to be a Vaday Shemai with Mishmar. It comes Thursday night, it shouldn't be a struggle. That's what you're doing. Somebody does on Thursday night, you go to Mishmar. There's no, you know, there's no two ways about it. And really, the Avodah is to get, it's very nice that we have an Olam. We need next year to double the Olam. So everybody's got to bring in one more person. There are like 10,000 Jews in Brooklyn to choose from. And you've got to bring one more in. I like to try. We've got to double the island, triple the island. When people get in the habit of something, it becomes the people who are constants. It just becomes a constant. It's Thursday night. It's Thursday night. You go out to learn. So I guess this is the appeal I'm making before Shavasa B'Tammuz to make it Vadois. Having said that, we're going to take an 8-week break, at least in this location, for Mishmar. I hope Yitzhak Hashem. We'll come back, and those who did not keep up with Kedushin, you can still learn the first five blot. If you say Hashem, we're going to start from Dav Zayin. Good Zuma to everybody.